Well, carmaker Nikola is facing a big payment in the amount of $125 million to the SEC, settling its securities fraud investigation. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre, who's tracking that story for us. We just showed shares of Nikola are up. This may end that investigation, or at least settle the investigation with the SEC, but still a lot of questions around Trevor Milton.
Yeah, that's right. Trevor Milton really being at the center of all of this. Just to back up with what happened with Nikola over the last year or so, you had Trevor Milton, who was chairman of the company. He's founder of Nikola, who had been giving a lot of interviews. He was interacting a lot on Twitter with his followers about what Nikola would be able to do and what it would deliver in the future. And the SEC started looking into this after Hindenburg Research, the short seller, came out in the fall of last year with a scathing report about Nikola, calling it an intricate fraud and saying that its prototype one truck had been rolling down a hill in a video that the company had shown, that it wasn't really functioning, but it was just rolling down the hill. So that's when the SEC started really looking into Nikola and the statements that it was making. And then subsequently, Trevor Milton also stepped down as chairman of the company. I do want to mention a statement which Nikola came out with after this settlement of $125 million with Nikola saying, "We are pleased to bring this chapter to a close as the company has now resolved all government investigations." It went on to say, "Under the terms of the resolution, Nikola neither admits nor denies the SEC's findings in this matter." Also, the company is seeking reimbursement from Milton for costs and damages related to regulatory investigations. The SEC put out a statement itself saying that Nikola Corporation is responsible for Milton's allegedly misleading statements and for alleged deceptions, all of which falsely portrayed the true state of the company's business and technology. It also went on to say that this misconduct and the harm inflicted on retail investors merits the strong remedies today's settlement provides. And this is very important because there were many retail traders that followed this stock. This came before the pre-meme phase that we got, frenzy that we got this at the beginning of this year. But it's certainly a lot of retail traders really were looking at Milton, at his statements on Twitter, at his statements in interviews, and what the company could do, and were really investing heavily in the stock. I mean, this stock had seen a share price go up beyond $85 a share at one point. Let me show you on the interactive chart. You can see what this stock, the peaks that this stock had reached at the height of sort of the excitement about Nikola, and then subsequently the fall from grace, really, for Nikola.
And Inez, while the focus is on Nikola right now, the SEC seemed to suggest that this should serve as a warning for other SPACs. What do we hear?
Yeah, because the SEC is looking into, it's really trying to tighten its grip on SPACs, because these companies, the way that they're going public via SPAC versus an IPO, it's much less regulated. So special purpose acquisition companies are less regulated. There's less disclosures that you have to put forth. And so the SEC is just starting to really tighten its grip. And this is like a warning to other companies that are looking to go public via mergers with blank check companies, and basically saying, make sure that the statements that you are putting out are accurate. It's currently looking into Lucid. It has given a subpoena to Lucid to come up with documents about some of its projections and statements that it made when it's regarding its merger with Churchill Capital. It's looking into Canoe, and it's also looking into Lordstown Motors. So especially around this electric vehicle space, it's been very hot over the last year and a half. There's been a lot of excitement around it, a lot of money flowing into it. And the SEC is trying to make sure that the statements that these companies are making are accurate.